This is Hoosier Ag Today. It is the Thursday podcast on the 9th of May, 2024. I'm Andy Eubank. Eric Pfeiffer joins me with the news today here on the podcast, including whether to change seed depth with all of the planting delays and slow progress in Northwest Indiana planting. We get an update from there. Chief meteorologist Ryan Martin says it's a damp Thursday on tap before more dry weather. And Tom Fritz is on the market review analyzing a Wednesday sell-off in corn, beans, and wheat on the Hoosier Ag Today Thursday podcast, made possible by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. FFBT.com to learn more and stop by your local branch.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at ffbt.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal opportunity lender.
Paying attention to planting depth and a planting update from Northwest Indiana. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Farmers have some time right now to think about unique and different approaches as they wait for dry spells to get in and plant. Research agronomists are doing the same. Take, for example, Dr. Sean Castile, Purdue Extension soybean specialist, who stars on the Purdue Crop Chat podcast alongside corn specialist Dr. Dan Quinn. With all the moisture we've had, Castile asked this of Quinn.
You guys typically like to plant deeper. Do you change anything whenever you're like, okay, it's marginal conditions and, you know, I want to be able to plant. I don't want to go to 2 inches. You know, do I go an inch and a half on corn just so then I'm not having sidewall compaction?
And Quinn's response?
I just don't like going under 2 inches with corn just because I see a lot of issues on the other side in terms of root development.
Quinn says they've done some simple seeding depth trials over the past couple of years.
And we've seen yield loss every single time when we go down to about an inch and a half to an inch with that corn plant. I just like staying at 2 inches. Last year when it got as dry as it was, I actually sunk corn down to 3 inches.
For soybeans, Castile says you can plant too deep. Going that deep would snap the plant's neck.
We're going to be in the inch and a quarter to inch and three quarters. I mean, we're pretty narrow range in terms. Inch and a half I like to be, but that's kind of changes based on if you got a sandy field or a coarse texture or the ones that are going to be a little heavier ground and some of those that have those seed slots that are opening up. I don't like to go shallower than an inch.
The Purdue Crop Chat podcast is available now on the Hat mobile app. Just search Hoosier Ag Today in your app store or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Keystone Cooperative is centered on delivering the farmer-owned cooperative of the future, starting today. We are owned and operated by more than 10,000 Hoosier farmers centered on the valued relationships that have built and grown the cooperative for 100 years. Keystone specializes in refined fuels, home heat, agronomy, grain, animal nutrition, and swine production. We strive to lead, serve, grow, and embrace our cooperative advantage. Keystone Cooperative, centered on you.
As mentioned, planting progress remains slow across the state, including in Northwest Indiana, where Andy Eubank provides our first growing season update of the season with Channel Seeds.
Yeah, it's hit or miss, but overall we're pretty far behind up here compared to normal.
Jeff Lakin is technical agronomist with Channel Seeds. There has been more planting in the southern part of his territory, south of US 24 and closer to Lafayette.
There's been some activity down there that we had some guys that were able to get in the first part of April and got some corn in the ground, and that stuff's actually coming through. Stands there look pretty good so far, but as you move further north, into this northwest corner of the state, Jasper, Newton, Lake Porter, especially, it's pretty slow. We've had some activity over the weekend, but it's really hit or miss. You know, the well-tiled fields or the sandier ground that guys were able to get on, they were getting some stuff planted. But we got some guys that haven't spun a wheel yet, and then we got some guys that are moving right along.
Lakin says ground temperatures are good, but there is just too much water, and that problem extends into eastern Indiana, too. He told Hat farmers have been mostly patient, as they need to be.
Guys are waiting, but there's definitely been some stuff going the ground that was probably questionable. We're we're going to have to watch that stuff, make sure that it gets out of the ground, and then we're also going to be watching it for seedling diseases and some root diseases later.
Those possible seedling diseases are his number one fear right now. Hear more on that in the Full Hat and Channel Seeds update at HoosierAgToday.com and our free mobile app. I'm Andy Eubank.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
As a lending cooperative owned by farmers, Farm Credit Mid-America is committed to securing the future of rural communities and agriculture. That's why our customers have had access to agricultural loans, leases, and crop insurance from a lender who is focused on farmers' futures for over a century. Visit us online at fcma.com to experience what it's like to work with a lender who understands farmers' needs. Loans and leases subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
Pest management in the field is like playing cards. You play an insecticide card, a fungicide card, and a miticide card, and hope you beat your insect and disease opponents. Win the pest management game with Prevam from Rovinza Next, a 3-in-1 insecticide, fungicide, and miticide that's both fast-acting and decreases spray runoff. Prevam from Rovinza Next is your tank mix ace in the hole. To learn more about Prevam, call Eric McClaskey at 765-401-3038 or visit rovinzanext-na.com. Global presence, local know-how, Rovinza Next.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. It is a damp Thursday here. Showers and thunderstorms already getting going over the region. They started back last night. I think we have a long tail on this moisture, even though the worst may be done here before we get to mid-morning. We're still going to be seeing this long tail keep hit and miss scattered showers around through midday and clouds into mid-afternoon before they break up. So just a damp feel here, but I do think that we're going to be trying to trend a little bit drier as we finish the week. We'll get sunshine back late this afternoon. We'll have a mostly sunny Friday tomorrow, and then Saturday we are seeing clouds and a few hit and miss scattered showers up north to start the day. Should be done by mid to late morning. A few hundreds to a few tenths. I-70 south, though, we do not see anything on Saturday. Sunday, sunny and dry everywhere. Monday, a mix of clouds and sunshine. Most of the shower activity wants to stay north in parts of Michigan, but I'll keep a door open in the northern tier counties for a renegade shower or two. Everybody else, the southern three quarters of the state, will stay dry on Monday, and I think we're dry in most areas on Tuesday, although southern Indiana needs to watch for some pop-up activity late Tuesday afternoon. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week, more unsettled. We see on again, off again, scattered showers. Combined over the three-day period, I think we have to leave the door open to a quarter to 1.5 inches of rain. Coverage will end up being 90% of the state. But then we follow that up with a dry finish to the week. I think once we get into Saturday morning, most moisture is going to be off to our east, and we should put string together at least to 3 days of dry weather back to back to back. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
A grain and oil seed market sell-off. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Wednesday Farm Market Review. I'm Andy Eubank, and it was lower all day long. We'll have those settlements coming up. First, I grab thoughts from Tom Fritz at the end of trade. Tom with EFG Group. Tom, the market sold off corn, soybeans, and wheat, and the weak side leader, the soybean futures market, estimates coming in. And the average of estimates for the USDA supply and demand update on Friday are out. Could the rally have simply fizzled because the trade's concerned about a bearish report?
No, absolutely, Andy. USDA is going to give us their first look at supply demand for new crop corn, beans, wheat, as well as wheat production. And right now, yeah, the numbers are not too spiffy looking. I should say they are spiffy looking because they're big. But once again, many, many times in the past, I've seen really big numbers off this initial report and only to see Mother Nature throw a monkey wrench at these numbers as the planting season, growing season moves along. So take it with a grain of salt what these numbers do show. The USDA is also going to update old crop supply demand. And, they think the corn carryout is going to come down close to 2.1 billion bushels. It's more than enough corn to, get us through the end of the marketing season. Old crop wheat, I think they should raise the number because we're not going to meet the projection on wheat exports. And then soybeans, what are you going to do with a 300 million plus carryout? And last month it was 340 million. So, you're not going anywhere with these numbers as far as I'm concerned. We can look at world numbers. Will the USDA start getting closer to some of the South American projections? Well, that remains to be seen. CONAB, the Brazilian version of our USDA, says for the most part, the second season corn crop in Brazil is in okay shape. Argentina, they're still trying to assess the damage from the leafhopper bug that established the spiroplasma disease in its corn crop. And so the corn crop numbers out of Argentina are still being reassessed. But still, USDA in previous reports, they were nowhere near the numbers that were projected by the respective South American agencies. So we'll see if they come closer together with that. The wheat market, it took a hit today, led by the Kansas City and Minneapolis markets. The dry areas of the Southern Plains, meaning Kansas, is expected to see rainfall in the 6 to 10 day forecast. The Canadian prairies have been seeing decent moisture for its hard red spring crop, as has South Dakota, North Dakota. So I think that's why the hard red winter leads the market down. So, but still, the soft red wheat crop is in pretty good shape. I thought it was funny that the Illinois rating on soft red wheat was off 14 percentage points, but it was still 70% good to excellent. So bottom line is the soft red wheat crop in this country is in pretty darn good shape. So corn market, we've got some minor planting delays, but forecasts are suggesting that planting delays will not be extended into a market making issue. So I think that's one reason why it was down today, as well as the hit in the wheat market and the hit in the soybean market. Soybeans are down, the last couple of days beans were up due to the flooding in Rio Grande do Sul. Speculation was suggesting crop losses of anywhere from 1 to 3 million tons, nothing confirmed. Damage in the same area, but given the market action today in both the product markets would suggest maybe the crop losses are not as great as one might think, and instead of facing crop losses, maybe the crop is just damaged. And so, it's a far cry from a damaged crop to a lost crop. So also, the weather, it's not suggesting any extended planting delays. So I think that weighs on the market as well. So, and then in anticipation of what the USDA is going to have to say on Friday. But the bottom line is we've taken out some really important moving averages. And, that has prompted the fund sector to get long wheat futures. They're now net long wheat. It's been a while since they've been long net wheat. I think we got to go back to the summer of 22. They are working on covering their shorts in corn as well as their shorts in soybeans. Now, as the season progresses, Mother Nature, she's long known to throw monkey wrenches at good starts. So, I think with the entire growing season ahead of us, it's a little bit early to put the cart ahead of the horse, say crop is being made. So right now, all we are is looking, we're just looking at corrections of the recent rally. We haven't put a dent in the new uptrends, if you will. And like I said, we've taken out some important long-term moving averages. So, I think it bears watching the growing season as it progresses. And try not to get too wrapped up in the idea that the crop has been made already, and we've seen our rally for the year.
Tom Fritz, EFG Group in Chicago. Settlements now from Wednesday trade. July corn down 8.5 cents, 458.5, and December 7.25 lower, going to 481.25. 18 and three quarters down on July beans, 12.27 and three quarters. November contract dips 15 cents down to 12.13. And July wheat, 6.34, a loss of 8 3/4. The meats mostly lower. June live cattle, $1.15 down, 176.47. Very flat in the hog market, but June did go 40 cents higher, 98.72. I'm Andy Eubank with the Wednesday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Timely, relevant, credible.